Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and there's some great bluegrass lined up that I'm going to play for you. We're hearing a theme tune called Mystery Creek, and that's named for the big park just out of Hamilton, New Zealand, where they hold things like the National Field Days when we're not faced with COVID-19 restrictions and things like that. And they also hold big festivals there. It's got big covered areas and lots of outdoor areas, and Mystery Creek is a great place, and it's a great name for a bluegrass instrumental, so I thought you'd like that. Oh, we've got all sorts of people lined up, and we're going to start the program with a young man called Jordan Tice from an album called Horse County that came out on the Patuxent Music label in 2016. And he sings some great songs, got a slightly different approach to bluegrass music, and has some wonderful people playing music with him. Paul Cowart on bass, Mike Witcher on dobro, Dominic Leslie on mandolin, Brittany Haas on fiddle, Chris Eldridge doing some vocal help, and Noam Bekelny on banjo. What a lineup! And we're going to start with a tune called Way Downtown. Let's see if we got it all lined up. Yep, we're ready to go. Here comes Jordan Tice.
Downtown, so put on your boots, a little girl, and we'll have us a go around. Cause everybody's fast asleep all the way up north of here, and no one seems to even really care. Yeah, they could stay up there if they want to and hide, and we'll just have to duck down where we'll find a better time. And I know just where. Come on, babe, don't delay, and I'll take you there. I'm going way downtown, so put on your boots, a little girl, and we'll have us a go round. Everything runs on time, real good and tight. But everyone's afraid of what'll happen if they dance and sing and stay out all night. They prefer to keep things just as they always were. It works just fine to stay in line until it's all over. But I say you go on that bender, I'll go on my tear. Yeah, everything's a little bit different way down there. It'll only take a minute, so let's be on our way. And don't tell no one, cause you know just what they'll say. It's just a few blocks down, but it might as well be 100 miles. Now, most folks have no idea it's there, but a few knew all the while but just where to go. Come on down and we'll mess around, please don't say no. Yeah, I'm going way downtown, so put on your boots, a little girl, and we'll have us a go around. And when you're old and
gray, you're gonna be glad you went. You find the thing that matters most to you is time well spent. And you'll talk about that afternoon you found another way. You took a chance and busted out to run around and play. Instead of staying locked up where you couldn't do as you please, or growing older every day without knowing just how great things could be. I hope it's clear, so please, my dear, come along with me. Yeah, I'm going way downtown. So put on your boots, little girl, and we'll have us a go round. Yeah, I'm going way downtown. So put on your boots.
It was Jordan Tice, and we'll hear from him a little bit later on in the program. Right now, we're going to hear from Jim Mills from an album called Jim Mills Bound to Ride, and where it looks like Jim got together some of his favorite musicians and did some of his favorite songs. And here's a classic called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. Jim is playing banjo, of course, so listen closely for the backup. Alan O'Brien, lead vocal, Don Rigsby, tenor vocal. Wow, what a duet that is. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Tim Stafford on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Barry Bales on bass, and Jerry Douglas on dobro. There's an all-star lineup, folks, for that tune. And we got to hear Jim Mills, There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight.
Sorrow, make believe that wrong is right. Your wedding day will be tomorrow, but there'll be no teardrops tonight. Like, oh, why should you desert me? Are you doing this for spite? If you still love me when you wear your veil of white, but you think that you're above me, so there'll be no teardrops tonight. Shame, oh shame, for what you're doing. Other arms will hold you tight. You don't life you ruin, so there'll be no teardrops tonight. Teardrops tonight.
are some absolutely classic bluegrass there. Everything about that was perfect, and I just love Alan O'Brien's lead singing. Just wonderful. That's why I like the Nashville Bluegrass Band so much. We're going to hear from Larry Sparks now. I remember Larry Sparks, but he sort of became the replacement for Carter Stanley with Ralph Stanley. But he's gone on from there, and he's got a lot of soul in his voice, and he's always done almost mournful songs in lots of ways. But whatever he does a great job of. And this is from an album called New Moon Over My Shoulder, which came out from Rebel in 2019. And it's got some lovely songs on it. He's got some great pickers. Jeff Clare on mandolin. Evan Wilson plays some mandolin too, different tracks. Ron Stewart on banjo, Michael Fagan on fiddle, Matthew Madden on bass, and Larry Sparks doing the guitar parts. He's a great lead guitarist as well, and lead vocals. And we're going to hear this time a track from him called I Was Wrong, Larry Sparks.
Never leave you, you're the only love I've known. I was wrong to ever grieve you. Take me back in your arms where I belong. Oh, I was wrong to say goodbye. Never thought you'd make me cry. Oh, I found out since I've been gone. You were right, little darling, I was wrong. When I say I found out since I've been gone, you were right, little darling, I was wrong. Oh, I was wrong to say goodbye. Never thought you'd make me cry. Oh, I found out since I've been gone, you were right, little darling, I was wrong. Never thought you'd make me cry. Oh, I found out since I've been gone. You were right, little darling, I was wrong.
Larry Sparks, you were right and I was wrong. We're going to hear from an album, True Life Blues, the songs of Bill Monroe. And this is a great song that's very popular with a lot of bluegrassers called Sitting Alone in the Moonlight. And this time it's done by Tim O'Brien playing guitar and in the lead vocal and a bit of harmony. Molly O'Brien doing the tenor vocal, and she sings lead on the last verse. Ronnie Mercurio on mandolin, Richard Green on fiddle, and Todd Phillips on bass round out the group. And I think you're going to like this version of the Bill Monroe song, Sitting Alone in the Moonlight.
Still here. saying goodbye. Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart is found another, and now she's far, far away. Days gone by,
wondering about my darling. I can still hear him say goodbye.
Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart is found another, and now she is far, far away.
Tim and Molly O'Brien, Sitting Alone in the Moonlight. Great song, that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand and also throughout Canada. I'm delighted that you're hearing my South Pacific take on bluegrass music. I love this music. I've been playing it for more than 50 years, since the mid-1960s, really. I'd listened to the Beverly Hillbillies, thought that's the music that I'd like to play, and been playing it ever since, and still enjoy hearing it. I like the old stuff, I like some of the new stuff, and I like most of it, really. And if you listened to me last week, I was talking about the music I take on a road trip when I go down to Wellington from Hamilton. I go down to Wellington to see my son Mike, and it's about 7-8 hour drive, and I always have some CDs to accompany me on the way. Well, I did that road trip just recently and played some CDs on the way, but I was playing a lot of old-time country music, and some of which I probably won't play on this program, but it was great to hear that, hear the source of some of the bluegrass music songs. Anyway, thank you for listening to my enthusiasm about bluegrass music, to all those listeners up in Canada, around New Zealand, and the people listening on podcast too. I really appreciate the fact that you tuned in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from Michelle Nixon now and her band Drive. The album is called A Place I Belong, came out in 2011. She's got Tim Newcomb on banjo, John Wade on bass, Mike Sharp on dobro, Tim Crouch on fiddle, and Nick Nixon and Patrick Robinson play guitars, and Michelle does the vocals and plays guitar, and Jonathan Dillon on mandolin. Big lineup there, and she does some lovely songs. So let's listen to Michelle Nixon with a song entitled Is It Still Over?
Being without you has turned out to be so inconvenient, wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess it's doing fine. you was told with good intention. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. But half a pound of cure is surely worth half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane is the hardest thing I ever tried to do.
Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it's still ain't you.
I'd have the mind to take the time to find somebody new,
but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.
Michelle Nixon and her band Drive with Is It Still Over? I'm going to play you some tracks from one of my favourite bands, Reno and Smiley. We listened to them a lot in the early days, and they were one of those classic examples of playing bluegrass when it was still country music, and they just put their touch onto their country music with Don Reno's wonderful banjo stylings there, where he sort of played the role of lead guitar as much as playing a bluegrass banjo. And he wrote some great songs, and Reno was just magically paired with Red Smiley, and Red Smiley had this wonderful baritone voice, and Don Reno and Red sounded great together. Don's left a real heritage of bluegrass music with us, with his sons who all play and are fine musicians. But this album is one put out by King, and it's called Bluegrass is Timeless, and it's got some of their classic hits on, which they recorded between 1951 and the early 1960s, really. And I was fortunate enough to be able to see Don Reno and Red Smiley play together in 1971 at Festival Livonia in Georgia. And it was a real treat, I tell you, because Hamilton County Bluegrass Band had done some of those early Reno and Smiley songs. This was one that we never got to do, but I'm going to play it for you. It's one called Cruel Love.
And cruel words were spoken. It seems you're not an angel from above. We said our last goodbye. There were teardrops in my eyes. I don't like a thing about your cruel love. Cruel love has never gained me nothing. I wish that we had never had to part. The scars on my heart cannot be mended. Cruel love left me a broken heart. Find out you wasn't home. I knew your cruel love had turned me down. All night I walked the floor, telling myself for an oath. I must face it now, I know you're running round. Cruel love has never gained me nothing. I wish that we had never had to part. The scars on my heart cannot be mended. Cruel love left me a broken heart. wish that we had never had to part. The scars on my heart cannot be mended. Could have left me a broken heart.
Some classic bluegrass there from Don Reno and Red Smiley. Great to hear that. I went to the Mountain Grass Bluegrass Festival in Victoria, Australia several years ago, and the guest band from the USA was Special Consensus, and they were a real treat to watch. Very entertaining and some stunningly good music. And I'm going to play you a track from an album called Scratch Gravel Road, which I got when I was at the festival. Very easy to buy their albums when you've just seen them play. Man, they did some great music. And this is a track called I Should Have Took a Train. Doesn't get any marks for grammar, but it's a great song. Dustin Benson does a lead and a rhythm guitar. Rick Farris does mandolin and tenor harmony. Greg plays banjo. Greg Cahill, that is. And David, and I can't think of David's surname, plays the bass. And very entertaining band. Here they are doing I Should Have Took a Train.
I should have packed me a suitcase, I should have said goodbye. Should have bought a ticket on the 105. I should have left this morning in the driving rain. I gave her one more chance in my heart, I should have took a train. I woke up this morning blue as I could be. Saw my morning coffee staring back at me. I heard a voice said, son, why are you hanging around? Letting a cold-hearted woman bring you down. I should have packed me a suitcase, I should have said goodbye. I should have bought a ticket on the 105. I should have left this morning in the driving rain. Gave her one more chance with my heart, should have took a train. Can't believe my luck, can't believe her lies. Can't believe I fell for all her alibis. You can't believe in no one, that's a sad refrain. I took her word, I should have took a train. I should have packed me a suitcase, I should have said goodbye. I should have bought a ticket on the 105. I should have left this morning in the driving rain. Gave her one more chance in my heart, I should have took a train. Should have bought a ticket on the 105. I should have left this morning in the driving rain. I gave her one more chance in my heart. I should have took a train. I gave her one more chance in my heart. I took her word. I gave her one more chance in my heart. I should have took a train.
Hi bluegrass fans everywhere, I'm Barry Patterson from Cambridge in New Zealand and I'm listening to Paul Trimworth on the Back Porch Bluegrass.
Yeah, thanks very much, Barry. Let's listen to Jordan Tice again from his album Horse County with a song called Chicken Dog.
Let a rich chicken dog, you walking down the street, she stop, sniff, talk to everybody that you meet with her head straight up and her tail held high. Let a rich chicken dog, he's always on time, and every single day when the sun comes up, stop and think about the little yellow pup, cause she don't ask questions, she's always on time, and I think she's gonna live forever, and she's always feeling fine. So go on and leave me with the blues if you want to. So go on and leave me with the blues. I ain't got no worries, got no time to lose. So go on and leave me with the blues. And just last Sunday, about an hour ago, I thought I saw the chicken doggy talking to the goat. Said we both got four legs of fur coat too. He got some serious style and a super into you. So what do you say? You wanna be my girl? And we can be just friends, but I said let's be super friends, and we'll take over the world. So go on and leave me with the blues if you want to. So go on and leave me with the blues. I ain't got no worries, got no time to lose. So go on and leave me with the blues. She got just what you need and she never misses a beat. She's got a million friends around each and every bend. And the story of the chicken dog is never going to end. They can take a page from the books, what a way to be. And I'll admit she's soup with the hand-built choir and the chief of police. Just you wait and see. So go on.
That was a crazy ending there, and that was the band laughing there before you heard me laughing too. Jordan Tice with his band playing a tune called Chicken Dog. New Zealand's got some fine young bluegrass musicians, not that many, and the ones that we have just stand out. That's the way it is. Remember, we've had Catherine Bonus, BB Bonus, who just got the Steve Martin Award as one of the finest young banjo players in the USA, and she's from New Zealand. Well, following in her footsteps, we have the Frangos Rhodes brothers, Lawrence on guitar and vocals, Sam on mandolin, fiddle and vocals, and together with their friends in the band You, Me and Everybody, and their friends are James Gielick on double bass, Nat Talkington from the Pippi Pickers on banjo, and Kim Bonington on vocals. They do some fine music. An album came out last year, 2019, and it's just got five tracks on it, and six tracks, and it's a really good album. Here's a song written by Lawrence and sung by Lawrence, and it's called Stranger. Thank you.
me as the stranger at your door. I come and go from time to time, and there is nothing more. But if you would adventure on further down the line, why won't you greet the stranger in your mind? Now I think it's time to go. Walking it ain't easy when you bear a heavy load. Faces can't tell no lies, I know just how to read. Look deep inside the stolen dream and maybe you will see. Troubled mind and takes pain away. You only know me as the stranger at your door. I come and go from time to time, and there is nothing more. But if you were to venture on further down the line, why won't you greet the stranger in the back of your mind?
New Zealand band You, Me, Everybody with their song Stranger, and in a very innovative arrangement there that I hope you enjoy. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and I'm playing you some of the music that I love to play and listen to. And I always get inspired when I hear youngsters playing like that. It's just great value. Then again, everyone's a youngster to me these days. Oh, isn't it terrible? From the album Scratch Gravel Road by Special Consensus, I'm going to play an instrumental, uniquely entitled Jacqueline. I wonder if it's any relation to Jolene. But it was written by Greg Cahill, and it features the band, plus the album producer Alison Brown playing the twin banjo parts and the middle banjo solo. And here's the instrumental, Jacqueline. Have a listen.
Thank you.
bit crazy. Oh, what a funny ending, and they must have had a lot of fun doing that one. That's an instrumental called Jacqueline from Special Consensus with Alison Brown picking the second banjo. It's time for a real tearjerker, and Larry Sparks has got just the right sort of voice for that. I tend to like tearjerker songs. Haven't played that many on this program, to be honest. You don't want to DJ in tears, really. But here's a wonderful song called Annie's Song, written by that superb songwriter Dee Gaskin. Have a listen to this.
Outside the nursery window stands a fragile little thing, barefoot and shabby housecoat. She looks about 16. Her smile is like the sunshine, and she can't hide her joy as she points to a baby's crib and whispers, "That's my boy." Annie's world revolves around him. She loves him more than life. She barely knew his daddy's name. She'd never been his wife. He left her with a baby boy, an angel in her eyes. She cuddles him with loving arms and rocks him when he cries. Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy. Annie seated on the front row at Willow Junction High. Her heart is filled with pride today as the senior class files by. There's a look on Annie's face now remarks cannot destroy. Then she turns to a friend and says, "I'm so proud of my boy." They're waiting at the station, and the train is right on time. Her boy is going off to war and leaving her behind. She prays for his safety the way she has for years. She wraps her arms around him and wipes away her tears. Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy. She's sitting at the airport for hours all alone, knowing it's the last time her boy is coming home. She's waiting for that special flight that finally touches ground. She walks out on the tarmac, her tears are streaming down. The casket is emerging, draped in red, white, and blue. But Annie's world had ended the day she got the news. She stumbles out to meet him, but this time there's no joy. Through teardrops and in broken tones, she whispers, "That's my boy." Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy.
Well, Well, didn't he do a fine job of that song, Annie's Boy? That was Larry Sparks singing a real tearjerker there, and he did a great job of it. You're listening to Paul, I'm Paul Trenwith, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, where hosted by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, where the program comes from. And Shearer's have been helping the musicians around the Waikato area and this part of the North Island of New Zealand for more than 50 years, supplying them with instruments and music and picks and accessories, strings, straps, music stands, guitar stands, everything that you could possibly want. So go on and see the people at Shearer's. They have an online presence too. You can buy from them directly online. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear some good advice from the band Front Range now. It's time for a gospel song, and from their album One Beautiful Day, the band Front Range singing a song called Judge Not Your Brother.
Took him and sold him as a slave. But when he came to power, his brothers came in fear. They searched his eyes for vengeance, but found compassion there. Judge not your brother, hear me when I say, judge not your sister.
Judge Not Your Brother. Well, it's been a while since we had some Sierra Hull on here, and from her album Daybreak, we're going to play the tune Tell Me Tomorrow. Here's Sierra Hull.
You still love me, 'cause I'm afraid we're going to go our
Sierra Hull there with the great singing voice and wonderful mandolin playing. And that was from her album Daybreak. Well, it's just about time to go. I appreciate the fact that you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed some of my selections. And there seems to be such a range of bluegrass these days. We're going to go out with a track from Reno and Smiley. It's one the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded back in the early 1960s. Great song, Never Get to Hold You in My Arms Anymore. And join me again next week. We'll have another selection of some bluegrass music. Reno and Smiley.
I used to take you in my arms and hold you close to me. I used to tell you how I cared, how happy we could be. But someone else has won your heart and knocking at your door, and I never get to hold you in my arms.
It hurts to see him.